This Tuesday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, marking the 63rd anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Commemorations in honor of the victims were held throughout the Czech Republic, and education ministers from across Europe met for a second day of talks on Holocaust education. Brian Sabin followed both events throughout the day.
Valeria Makovcová, narozena 1906, Terezín, Osvětim.
A survivor reads to a small crowd gathered at Prague's Náměstí Míru Square the names and fates of Czech Holocaust victims, a ghetto, a concentration camp, and the end.
My name is Michal Frankl. I'm from the Terezín Initiative Institute in Prague. And today we have a commemoration of the victims of the Shoah from the Czech lands and other prisoners of the former Terezín ghetto. The program of this commemorative event is very simple. Basically, it's reading names. Also, we are showing photos of the victims that should illustrate what happened to them.
The commemoration was organized by the Terezín Initiative Institute and the Czech Union of Jewish Students. The date for Holocaust Remembrance Day was not chosen by chance.
This is an anniversary of the beginning of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which started according to the non-Jewish calendar on April 19, 1943. The resistance groups in the Warsaw Ghetto succeeded not to save their lives, but to defend themselves against the Germans for a significant period of time.
During the four-hour commemoration, survivors, students, and some who were just passing through the park took turns reading more than 3,000 names from a stack of paper nearly 2 inches thick. The list is just a fraction of the nearly 78,000 Czech Holocaust victims whose names are inscribed on the walls inside the Pinkas Synagogue. Daniel Kolsky, president of the Union of Jewish Students, explains why Yom HaShoah is so important to the some 230 members of his organization.
For all of our members, it's a very personal thing because it's very much connected with their families, with the fact that their grandparents went through the Shoah.
As the names were read, a slideshow displayed the faces of the victims on a large screen behind the lectern. About 20 feet in front of the stage, volunteers handed out small booklets with photos and a short story about the lives of the victims. Zuzana Kozakova, from the Union of Jewish Students, says that after she visited the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., she wanted to personalize and publicize the experience of victims to keep their memories alive.
And I thought that maybe the Yom HaShoah Day would be a good day to tell people and show them that they were real people, to show them the photograph of the people and tell them this was the person, this is the information, so they can personally feel how the Holocaust was terrible.
Michal Frankl agrees. His organization is working to build a database called the Terezín Album Project, which will put a face and a story to all the Czech Holocaust victims. He hopes the Terezín Album Project will resemble a family album. Meanwhile, across town at Charles University, former President Václav Havel answers questions after his keynote address. He spoke before a seminar of European education ministers. During his speech, Mr. Havel described the Holocaust as a terrible example of what can happen when people give in to the temptation to hate. Havel said the current state of Holocaust education in the Czech Republic is good, but the subject must be treated differently than most others.
We are used to tackle scientific problems in a way that theory is attacked. We look for reasons why it is or it is not correct. And that's okay with, you know, many scientific problems and so on. With Holocaust, because it is so sensitive issue, both for the victims and their relatives, and also politically sensitive, it is kind of difficult to apply this method.
One reason for this difficulty is the risk of Holocaust denial. Deniers themselves use pseudo-scientific arguments.
Still, we cannot pretend to the students that it is not possible to apply scientific methods to Holocaust. It is, but we need to be aware that any discussions are at a theoretical level, and it's not anything like political rejection of the fact of the Holocaust.
Piles of documents, photographs, and official testimonies are all evidence of the Holocaust. Camps and crematoria still stand. And of course there are the memories of the survivors. Some who survived the ghetto in Terezín told their stories on Monday to this week's conference. The ministers emphasized two main elements in Holocaust education. One is to learn from experience, to see the warning signs that led to this tragedy. The second is to remember the victims, not all of whom who were Jewish. an estimated 500,000 Roma died in the Second World War, and anyone whom Hitler's regime classified as undesirable could be sent to the camps. That's another reason why organizers made Tuesday's commemoration public, according to Mikhail Frankl.
With this, we want to stress that the victims whose name we read were not just Jews, they were also citizens of Prague or inhabitants of Czech lands. They were integrated into their societies, and their commemoration is not just a matter for the Jewish community.
With each passing year, fewer and fewer survivors remain to tell their stories, and the brutal reality of the Holocaust grows more distant. Daniel Kolsky says that's why it's so important to remember that the victims were not just statistics, but real people.
In the time when the people are already dying, the generation of our grandparents are dying, we are really looking for some documents. We are really missing the actual people who lived in the time. And it's very important for us to find these personal stories, because this personal story is something you can understand. You cannot understand 6 million people. You cannot imagine it. By doing these personal documents and small remarks and remembrance on the real people, we believe it actually helped to understand what the Shoah was.
Understand what happened and know what to look for so that it never happens again.
Zygmunt Weiger, narozen 1875, Terezín, Treblinka.
Names read out there marking the Holocaust Remembrance Day held here in Prague, and that special report was written and prepared by Brian Sabin. You are, of course, listening to